Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Every time I try to talk or pick up the phone, it was hanging up on me.
All right. Well, I'm going to presume that we are on the air, and you are. Hey, we're just going to start over, and I'll edit this out. And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is the Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. That's right, it's Valentine's Day, and I am joined, and I'm actually at home, so this is very cool. Yay! And of course, I'm joined tonight by my love, my lady, my best friend, my partner in life, my favoriteest person in the world, Robin.
Hi, honey.
Hey, darling. How you doing down the hall over there?
Well, pretty good.
Yeah. So, this is very cool night, Valentine's Day, and, kind of special, and I snuck home for the night and surprised you. That was kind of fun.
You sneaky devil, you.
And tonight we are sharing our celebration with you guys and talking about love magic. So everybody pull up a chair, settle in. If you want to call in and join, you can call in at 646-564-9714 and join the adventure. So anyway, Robin, why don't you start us off, talk a little bit about your thoughts on love magic.
Well, love magic is sort of a double-edged sword. It can be wonderfully playful and exotic and fun, or it can turn into something that you never intended it to be. There's been lots of things written over the years about love spells, and, I just want to cast a spell on this person so that they'll love me, and that's really not the way it works, and really definitely not what you want to try to accomplish with love magic. Love magic, in my mind, is something that you would use to as an accessory in many ways to a relationship you're already in. You can use it to create a glamour for an evening for fun. You can use it to deepen an attraction that you have with somebody. If you can also use it to attract love to yourself and learn how to love yourself with the magic.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's the way I've always learned it, is that love magic starts with loving yourself and making yourself more attractive and attracting love to you. If you go and, you know, do a spell to make someone fall in love with you, well, I mean, there could be some minimal effect from this, but it's not going to be true love. And it's you know, it violates harm done in about 15 ways that I can think of. And, you know, it's ultimately self-defeating. And, you know, and it's a binding of sorts, and it's definitely manipulative and, you know, not the kind of energy you want to draw back to yourself. Because when that thing breaks, it's going to whip all over the damn place. So, yeah, I mean, love magic is about yourself.
In many ways it is, And that is always the first magic, and it's always the first rule of magic. Know thyself. So before you really, you know, can set your cap at using love magic with somebody, what you really want to do is use it to work on yourself. I think probably the one of the most destructive forces out there is when people either don't believe in their heart of hearts that they are worthy of having someone in their life that loves them. And they have learned this either from parents or from, you know, circumstances that happen with other relationships. However they learn it, it's really quite devastating. And one of the things that you hope is that when people are stuck in this cycle of not loving themselves, that they find a way through that. And using love magic to do that is very powerful and will change their life entirely.
So how would something like that work, using love magic on yourself?
Well, you have to sit down and you know, think about the things that have kept you in the dark role. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. That have kept you in the dark role. And why, you know, whenever you think about relationships and things failing and, you know, hey, stuff in my life isn't working out, no matter what the issue is, whether it's love or work or money, whatever the big issues are, you've got to look at yourself first, because you are the common denominator to every situation. And how is it that when A happens, I react in B, in this way, and if C happens, I react this way, and if D happens, I react that way. Maybe I need to look at how I react to these situations. For example, I knew somebody for many years who every person he'd ever dated in his life cheated on him. He was absolutely sure they had all cheated on him. And so he destroyed the relationships. And I watched him get into a relationship with somebody I knew and who cared about him very, very much and never would have done anything to hurt him. But through a series of events and situations that he, I think, subconsciously created and kept planting the seed over and over and over again, he truly did not believe he was entitled to have somebody in his life that loved him. And so every time she jumped through a hurdle and passed a test, he made the next test more difficult, until finally, after about 2 years of going through this cycle, you know, constantly, every day, every week, every month, more and more testing, she finally just kind of said, look, you know what? I know now why everybody previously in your life has cheated on you, because you're pushing me in that direction. You are pushing me away from you. And finally, she had gone out with some friends, and there was this guy in the group of friends who drove her home, and they had known each other for like 15, 20 years, and they were sitting in her kitchen talking. And her boyfriend walks in on this, and it wasn't as if they were in any sort of undress. They were sitting there having coffee and talking, and he just went ballistic, like, oh, I knew you were cheating on me, blah, 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 and stormed out. He was so primed to see that. Now, he knew that he'd met this guy. He knew they were just friends. He knew that they had, you know, this long friendship, always platonic, had never had anything else, and there had been a group of people who'd gone out, and everybody else had left, and they were just sitting in quietly having a friendly conversation. And it destroyed their relationship because he felt he had been validated in his suspicion that she was going to cheat on him, and she felt she'd been wrongly accused. So, but neither of them had really done anything wrong. But and here's somebody who worked really hard at knowing they were not, they shouldn't,
yeah.
Nobody in their life should ever love them. They weren't worthy of being loved. And no matter what was going to happen, he was going to go there. He was driving
right.
That relationship
in
that direction.
And I know the people you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that is the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy doesn't feel he deserves,
mm-hmm.
true affection.
Yeah.
And finds a way to sabotage it at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's part of knowing yourself. Like you said, if every relationship ends the same way,
mm-hmm.
what's common?
Right.
What's the common denominator here?
Right.
So when we start looking at using magic to assist us in beginning the process of loving ourselves, of giving ourselves permission to be loved,
mm-hmm.
and to love ourselves, what kind of working do you suggest? I mean, what would you recommend to someone who said, I want to get started, I'm ready, what can I do?
Well, again, you know, you have to sit down. I would write a list. I would take a look at my actions and decide, okay, you know, maybe I have a better concept of how I should handle this situation when it arises. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't do that. And then I would really sit down and I would meditate on those. If you want to do a ritual around this, you can certainly do a ritual around it. And I would meditate on these things and try to see a better path. I would go over things in my mind as I was meditating. Why do I do these things? What's the root of these things? Why do I feel this way? Why do I react this way? Do a little self-analysis. Examine yourself. And you know what? It can be painful to look at yourself and realize you're an asshole, you know, in certain ways. And how can I make myself better? In my mind, our job in this incarnation, in this flesh corporeal existence, is to try to reach our best potential, to be the best us we can be given our circumstances.
Well, that's why we incarnate.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
To learn and grow.
Right.
Now, you know, I would also throw in there, you know, look for the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dating or, you know, involved with essentially the same person in a different body over and over and over again, look at what it is that drew you to that person. What is it that you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want that you keep going to that type over and over and over again? And then if you want to break the cycle, maybe make different choices.
Yeah. Yeah, there are classic patterns that I've seen in my life. You know, you'll see like the shy guy who's attracted, or the shy girl who's attracted to the person who's really sort of gregarious and outgoing, and in the beginning it's wonderful. She's just so, oh, isn't he wonderful or isn't she wonderful? And they're, you know, wow, you know, he's everything I can't be and I admire, and he's so
there
wonderful.
There it is.
Yeah, and then 2, 3, 4 years down the road, it starts to wear on them. Because, well, they were always the center of attention. They're always in the limelight. They always need to be the peacock. They always need to be this. They always need to be that. And it starts to bug them. And when you remind them that 3 years ago when you met this person, this was the thing that attracted you to them, sometimes they don't want to see that. And then, you know, you say, well, you know, remember the other person you were with who was, this was the same story, and so-and-so who before that. And they don't get why they're having the same reaction over and over again.
Right. No, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I can speak from my own experience. I had a pattern, and, you know, I broke it.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized it. I saw the pattern. I determined what it was I really wanted in life,
mm-hmm.
and then the goddess provided it.
Well, yeah, you have to get to a point where you're ready to know what's better. What is it that you want? Like you said, you have to define.
Well, like any addict, you got to hit bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being addicted to a person type that is often, you know, not the right person type,
mm-hmm.
and setting yourself up for failure every time is, you know, kind of an addiction. I mean, there's a, you know, there's you know, you know, the hero, the, you know, the rescuer, or whatever it is that drives you to the behaviors or to choose this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Identify that and break the cycle.
Yes.
Another thing you can do, and I know you were taking a breath to say something,
okay,
I apologize.
Go
ahead. If you do some form of divination and you can, and you have the capacity to be honest with yourself, ask simply the question, what do I need to understand about?
You've been hanging out with Jackie.
I knew this before I met you guys and everybody up here on the mountain. That's been a classic question that I have used,
mm-hmm.
in my readings for myself and for others. Sometimes, what do I need to know or what do I need to understand about ...
Mm-hmm.
is such an incredibly powerful reading because it lays out what it is that you're missing,
mm-hmm.
what it is that you're not consciously seeing. And I have used that to good effect any number of times.
Yeah.
I've also used it and deluded myself and had bad effect any number of times. So, again, it comes down to, do you have the capacity to be honest with yourself? And when you are honest with yourself, a reading like that can be incredibly powerful. And if you're deluded, then you're going to be deluded whether you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether you're doing a reading or not.
Right.
So if you're deluding yourself, then you're going to repeat the pattern.
Yeah.
It's only when we have the capacity for honesty, for self-honesty, to know thyself, that we'll ever break whatever bad cycle and find that true partner.
Mm-hmm.
And to know contentment.
Yeah.
And, you know, that only comes with honesty, because until you're honest with yourself, you're not going to, you know, dumb blind luck, you might stumble across the right person.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, don't trust it to luck. Make yourself the person you want to be so that the person that you want is attracted to you.
That's it, exactly. You know, when you walk around every day and you're frumpy and you're miserable and you're cranky and you're dour and you never smile and you're always complaining, guess what you're going to attract? Like attracts like. What you put out is what you're going to get. So if you're running around, you know, stressed out all the time and unhappy all the time, that's what you're going to attract. If you walk out into the world every day, now, this doesn't mean that every day you have to be perfect. It just means that every day you have to try to reach to be the best you can be today. It doesn't mean that you have to be as good as you were yesterday or as good as you're going to be tomorrow. It just means today. Be present in the day, in the time, in the place, and just try to be the best you can be every day. And you're going to ultimately string together a bunch of very positive, good days and ultimately begin to attract other people who see, you know what, she's pretty happy. She seems to be having a good life and a good day, and maybe I want to get to know that good, fun, happy person better.
Somebody said to me last night, I was in a with a group of people, and they one guy said that the worst he can ever have is a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because yesterday's gone,
mm-hmm.
and usually my bad days are actually a bad 20 minutes that I allow to be a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick really is to break the cycle before the day gets going good. If you have a bad 20 minutes, put that away and start over.
Yeah.
You know, hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And make your day better.
Yep.
But then when you lay down at night and you contemplate whatever form of the divine you work with, and you think about your day, you know that you're going to go to sleep and tomorrow's going to be fresh and new,
mm-hmm.
with all of the potential for wonder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all you can really have, the worst you can ever do is a bad day.
Yep.
A bad day. Be in the moment, and then you only can have a bad day. Start putting together good days, like Robin said. Make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Someone at work asked me a few months ago, how can you be happy? How can you smile so much? And I simply answered that I choose to.
Yep.
You know, I have to be at work. I got to pay the bills. It's a job that I do, and for better or worse, I mostly enjoy my work. I'm blessed to have an opportunity to do what I love, but it doesn't mean it's not days when it just makes me nuts and some
mm-hmm.
of the people around me. But they're doing the best they can too. And if I expect more out of them, if I expect that person that sits in the corner and whines to suddenly sit in the corner and not whine, then I'm the one that's mistaken.
Right.
That's when we talk about perfect love and perfect trust. You know, taking the time to learn someone is love.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting them to act in that truest nature is trust. And if I violate that by expecting something different from them, I'm the one that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go on with life, you know, okay, that guy's going to sit in the corner and whine about something, and he's going to whine about something else tomorrow, and he's going to whine about something the next day, and why am I going to buy into that? Why do I care?
Right.
I go on about being happy because, shit, you know, I mean, I genuinely have a pretty good life. And that brings us to a point that I wanted to get to. When we live in gratitude, people are going to be attracted to us. You know, that's just, and good things are going to be attracted to us.
Mm-hmm.
The very nature of the universe, like attracts like. I mean, we teach that in you know, 101 classes.
Yeah.
Sympathetic magic. If it's like something, it is something. And if we put out positive energy, we're going to get positive energy. If we give out a spirit and energy of gratitude, then abundance will return to us.
Mm-hmm.
And people miss that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I see so many posts on Facebook where people are just like, oh, woe is me. And you want to reach through the computer and shake them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on. You know, you got up this morning and the sky was blue and the sun rose, and you've got an opportunity today to go out and make a difference. Even if that making a difference is just smiling at one person on the street, that person may have been thinking, nobody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. And you may have just saved someone's life by smiling at a stranger on the street.
That's it.
It can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a difference. That person that you smile at could be your partner. That smile could be the spark to find that person that you've been looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They could be out there looking for you.
That's very true.
So, you know, having an attitude of gratitude and living with a sense of abundance, and I don't mean just being a spendthrift and not being responsible, but, you know, living with a sense of abundance, it will return to you. Robin, what are your thoughts on this? I know I've been on a roll, so.
Oh, it's okay. Well, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, there's nothing that I would disagree with that. The having an attitude of abundance, being happy, you know, expressing your confidence and your goodness on a daily basis and treating other people the way you want other people to treat you. I know it sounds cliche and trite, but it's just so true. You know, you're driving and somebody wants to get out of a driveway or make a turn and you let them go. And I guarantee you that you'll feel better in a lot of ways about, you know, doing something nice than cutting them off and being like, ha, 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 you know, I didn't let them in. I didn't let them go. Ah, ha, ha. And that's really not the way we're supposed to function. And, you know, we're all sometimes in a hurry and, you know, don't let people in or whatever because we're human, you know. But on the whole, it generally feels better doing nice things for people than it does feeling like, oh, I should have done that night and I didn't. And I might have had my reasons, but, ugh, I didn't. So, you know, you want to do good to attract good, to have other people see the good, so that they are attracted to you. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does make sense. And I know we're supposed to be talking about love, magic.
But this is love, and this is magic. It is magic when you take a conscious effort. What is magic? Magic is taking an intention and manifesting it into your reality. That's what magic is.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we talk all the time about we create our own reality.
Mm-hmm.
The very act of putting out a thought and driving it with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whether we do that consciously or we do that randomly,
mm-hmm.
we're creating with every thought that we drive with emotion. And if that thought is love, if those thoughts are positive and those emotion is love,
mm-hmm.
well, that's kind of what we're going to create, and we're going to draw that back on ourselves. And if our attitude is and our thoughts are dark and negative and hurtful, and then we drive that with fear, well, then guess what? We're creating also.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we create our own reality. There's no getting around that. And we can do it consciously, or we can do it randomly. I choose to live a conscious life.
Yeah.
And I'm very, I wouldn't say cautious or even, you know, guarded, but I'm definitely conscious of my thought patterns. And when I slip toward the negative, I will either pull myself out or I'll call someone that will cheer me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can call my beautiful wife, and she will almost always tell me the error of my ways and remind me of how wonderful my life really is.
Hmm.
And then there's always a hug and a kiss waiting for me, and that brightens everything.
Absolutely.
We all have friends that we can turn to. And that can be there to help us to pull ourselves up. So let me see what the time is. We are right at the bottom of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to put my glasses on so I can actually see the switchboard. And we're going to play a song tonight. We've got an amazing, fun person named Ginger Doss is going to be joining us. She is a bundle of energy and an amazing singer and a great deal of fun. And she's going to be joining us Thursday night. And we're going to just going to be hanging out with her under the shady tree. So I thought we would play a song from Ginger Doss tonight. And interestingly enough, the title of the song is Thankful. And that seems to tie in with our conversation. So let's go ahead and take a short break. We're going to listen to Thankful by Ginger Doss and then an ad and a few things. But anyway, stick around and we'll be back right after this.
To begin, take a step. Move ahead and do your best. There is power and intent. Use your dream to reinvent yourself. Child of light, and in darkness shining bright. All the fires you can ignite will lead you through the night. There is nothing you can do. Take your mind and put it to. See it here and be clear in your heart.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin, my love, my lady, my partner, my wife. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really well.
All right. And again, welcome everyone to our Valentine's Love Magic Show. And before the break, we were talking a lot about the attitudes of of love and magic. But I know that there are some things that we can do spell work, spell wise. I was thinking during the break, interestingly enough, the prayer that we play sometimes during the break is it can work for a lot of things. That formula places in our mind simply that we have the power to make a change. And then we call it to us, and then we receive it, and we give thanks for it. And that very act of receiving it and giving thanks for it is part of the power of any form of magic, is the knowledge that it has occurred. You know, it's when we do the spell, it's done.
Right.
And we merely have to wait for the physical manifestation to take place. But the work is done, and whatever is doing is doing. But what are some of the things that we can do to attract love to ourselves? I mean, I'm thinking, you know, as hokey as it sounds, I'm thinking rose petals and pink flowers. But
well, that's what would work for you. For some people, it would be, you know, chocolate and daisies, I mean, or tulips. I mean, who knows? It's whatever means love to that individual. And sometimes you would, if you were doing a love spell and you wanted to use it as for sympathy, you know, use a sympathetic magic system, you'd want to have something that would maybe represent something that person would really like. So it might not be what you really like, but what that person would really like. So if you happen to know that they really love white chocolate, for example, yuck, I don't care for it, but if they really like white chocolate, you know, then that might be something you might want to use in your particular spell. So you have to examine how you're going to do this. You know, there are all kinds of ways to do love spells. There's sympathetic magic, which is simply just acting out what you want to have happen through with symbols or, you know, whatever. A poppet is also a type of sympathetic magic, where whatever you do to the poppet will happen to the person. So,
generally, your best bet there, again, is to do the poppet of yourself.
Again, yes. But if you're, you know, dead set on doing something, you could have some fun and make a poppet of yourself and make a poppet of someone else and, you know, dress them up, you know, in wedding clothes or whatever it is that you're trying to facilitate. And, you know, and that could be fun. Another thing you could do is, you know, have a glamour. And this is obviously for somebody you're in a relationship with. And dress up and project a specific persona. You pull down this, you know, persona, maybe something that you're not. It's just to have a fun evening. And, you know, that's a very common thing. People do that without even realizing what they're doing often.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you get ready to go on a date,
mm-hmm.
and you're working at looking your best and you're trying to project
mm-hmm.
your best,
mm-hmm.
that energy of that projection will
mm-hmm.
cause a glamour of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are better at it than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some do it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are you know, natural glamour workers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a more fancy word for that, but, you know, that's, you know, that is certainly part of the process and believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you project that out there. And again, some self-affirmation.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing a self-affirmation in circle, casting a circle, doing whatever normal work you would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw something out here that I have seen in a couple of different places. And I know some people that firmly believe in this. And it goes back to self beyond, you know, before anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to begin to accept and ultimately love ourselves as we are. And it involves casting a circle, having a mirror in which you can see your entire person, your entire body. You know, probably seated would be sufficient. And, you know, make sure that you're not going to be disturbed because you're going to be naked.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to sit in circle and look at your naked body in the mirror and say affirmations of love for yourself and acceptance for yourself, looking at yourself and looking at who you really are. That can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Robin said in the first half hour, you know, being honest with ourselves is often the hardest thing. It's easier to tell someone you don't care about the total truth, but telling yourself the total truth is very often painful.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this image of who we are. And the image of who we are may not always be accurate.
Yeah.
And to truly know yourself, you have to be able to tear down that delusion. And I say delusion because it really is in a lot of ways. We're all self-deluded to a certain degree. Sometimes that delusion is we think we're better than we are. Sometimes that delusion, and very often, in fact, that delusion is that we're not as good as we are.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, particularly in this day and age, spend a tremendous amount of energy trying to overcome what they think they don't have, or overcome this perceived lacking in themselves, in the world, and whatever. And that drives them to incredible heights of bad behavior. And all of this, or most of it at least, could be diminished greatly by simply accepting ourselves for who we are. And then building ourselves up to who we want to be. Because we have that choice. We really do have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing spell work. And yeah, I mean, if it's, you know, rose petals or rose incense, whatever it is that's love to you, doing work to make yourself, to feel love for yourself, acceptance of yourself. Once you do that, then you can allow love in. Truly, like the person that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
that could not allow themselves to be loved.
Yeah.
Still can't, is,
mm-hmm.
to the best of my knowledge. He's
mm-hmm.
still stuck in that pattern.
Yep.
And, you know, if until you can love yourself, so do spell work to love yourself. You know, if you want to you know, draw a bubble bath and light candles and put rose oil in there, and if it makes you feel better about you, that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Making a list, like Robin said, of good things and bad things, and then embracing the good things and actively working on the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of this is about self-awareness, making yourself lovable. You make yourself lovable, the people around you are going to have no choice but to respond to that.
Yeah.
It just is. And what other spell ideas do you have? I know I jumped in there with the mirror.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, there's the whole, one of the oldest spells ever. I mean, every child has done it, you know. You take a flower and you pull a petal and you say something. You pull the next petal and you say something else. And it can be whatever. You can tie knots and, you know, work a knot working, and you can get quite elaborate with this. And, you know, you often see people who've tied rugs, and really tying a rug is just a series of knots, or doing macrame, or just a simple braid, or, you know, you braid your hair and braid a love spell into your hair and then go on a date with your significant other. There are all sorts of things that you can do. You just have to decide how you're going to do it. You can charge, you can, you know, set water out and charge it under the moon, and you can fragrance it and turn that into a sort of a, you know,
a wash splash kind of thing.
Exactly, and a scent that's going to, you know, create an atmosphere. For the best possible outcome for, you know, maybe a fun and adult-oriented evening. You just have to have a good imagination and sit down and think it through a little bit and decide what you really want. What is the desired outcome? You know, oftentimes people jump to the absolute, I want, you know, so-and-so to fall in love with me. Well, you know, maybe that's a little bit too absolute and too pat. And
yeah, well, what happens when you find out that so-and-so is an asshole?
Or you realize that, you know, having them love you absolutely may not be what you wanted, because it's boring, because there's never any up and down, there's never any in and out. It's always the same day in, day out, day in, day out, and you get bored. You know, everybody likes to have a challenge once in a while. Everybody likes to have a little...
dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, if you only were able to listen to one note in a musical song over and over again, the same note, you would not want to listen to that music much at all. It's only because we play lots of different notes, loudly, softly, you know, high notes, low notes, and everything in between, that we enjoy music. And it's different, and you hear slightly different things every time. We don't need the person in our lives to be perfect. What we need is for them to be perfect for us. And I think what the thing that you always say to me is, it's what kind of crazy can you put up with, right? What kind of crazy works for you?
Yeah, you want me to say what I say?
No. There's a certain amount of gender bias in that, and I don't care for. But I think that in general it is, you know, two people.
Everybody's crazy.
Well, two people just need to fit together.
Yeah.
They can have jagged edges. they can have, you know, soft spots. But as long as their jagged edges and their soft spots fit together properly, it smooths it all out. Exactly. Exactly.
It fills in the sharp jagged edges.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what we do, because we both have jagged edges.
Oh yeah.
You know, we both got broken spots.
Mm-hmm.
But we fit together in a way that those broken spots are filled in and healed by the other. And you know, I mean, we're neither one of us perfect, and you know, we have our moments. But at the end of it all, we're two people that are dedicated to making a life.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly don't believe in, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go out and buy a new toaster because I'm not liking the way this one, you know, makes the toast. You know, people are not disposable. It's not like, you know, go out and buy a new, you know, DVD player or
mm-hmm.
a new toaster. You know, we both believe in working on what you have and being thankful for all that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the song was talking about, being thankful for our friends and our family and everyone around us.
Yeah.
Having that attitude of gratitude, we return to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started the show with a little bit. We had the break, and we're back to it. So anyway, it is time now to tell all these wonderful people how they can get in touch with us, where they can find us and see us,
uh-huh.
because we are going to be out and about in public.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to slide back, and the microphone is yours, my lady.
Okay. Well, Terry and I are going to be at Sumer Fest in central New Jersey in June. It's going to be the weekend of June, I believe, 9, 10, 11. Sumerfest is actually a very interesting festival. It is kind of like a Ren Fair, but it's not going to be during the Renaissance time period. It's going to instead be during the Sumerian civilization, and there will be people wandering around dressed up as Sumerian gods and goddesses and discussing, you know, if you have questions, they'll be there able to answer questions for you and interact with you. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and people should come and dress in costume and, you know, come as your favorite god or goddess, or even just, you know, a Sumerian citizen is fine too. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be vendors and classes and all kinds of fun things to do. And
I believe there will even be patterns and costuming ideas on the website for Hands of Change.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, that's one of the things we discussed at the last meeting, I believe.
Yeah.
So if you are interested, go to the Hands of Change Coven. I believe they have a Facebook page. I believe they even have a website. They've been around for, going on over 20 years now. And I've known many of the principal organizers and members of the coven for almost 20 years myself. So these are great people. So if you're interested, reach out to the Hands of Change Coven webpage, and they will be more than happy to give you information on the where, the when, and the how.
Okay.
If you'd like to send either Terry or myself an email, either because you have a topic for a show or you have a question about a show or you'd like us to come and speak at one of your events, feel free to send us an email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com, and we will respond. You can also find us on Facebook, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev, R-E-V, Terry Power HP, or you can find me at Robin A. Keene.
Okay. And there's also the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page. Did
mm-hmm.
you mention that? Or?
Nope,
okay.
I did not.
All right. And let's see. We're also going to be at Caldera Fest.
Mm-hmm.
in Lafayette, Georgia, in October.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just been entering into a conversation about a December appearance, and that's still some details have to be worked out. But that will be over in New Jersey as well.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot going on, and I'm sure that there will be other things, other events that we will be attending through the summer. Some things are being finalized now, so stay tuned for other appearances where you can come out and see us. But certainly email us at the Little Stone Bridge at gmail.com address. I'm having a night. Let's see. I've already mentioned at the break, but we're going to be talking with Ginger Doss
mm-hmm.
on this coming Thursday. And don't forget, we have a show on five nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is Alan Ritter and an Emerging Forest. Monday night is Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday night, of course, tonight is the Power Hours. And then Wednesday is Dax Axelrod talking about economics and the spiritual path. And Thursday we round out the week with Under a Shady Tree, where Robin and I talk to all kinds of fascinating people. And then one night a week, we just kind of wing it and whatever topic comes to mind. So we are still looking for topic ideas as we flesh out the 2017 schedule. So please, if you've got anything that you would like to hear us talk about, email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. So final thoughts, my lady, on love magic.
Well, don't be afraid to practice on yourself, because love magic is about, first and foremost, as we discussed, loving yourself and improving yourself and learning how to accept love and give love. And the two most important magical things you can do for yourself and for the people around you. Love is the whole of the law. So love is important, and we need to learn to accept it. We need to learn to recognize it and value it in our lives and spread it amongst our people and our loved ones in a healthy and productive and happy way.
Absolutely. As we've said so many times tonight, know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know yourself, then you can make changes in your life that are needed to open yourself up to love. Accept that you are lovable and allow yourself to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, remember that we create our own reality. Our thoughts, driven by emotions, are going to create what we put out. If we drive those thoughts with the emotion of fear, then that's what we're going to get. And if we drive those thoughts with the emotion of love, that is also what we will get. Make a choice. And I hope that you all have a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.